Buck Foundation.
Beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Welcome to this neighborhood. I want to show you something. Just because I put on something over my face, like this, doesn't mean that I've changed. I'm still Mr. Rogers, no matter what I wear. Do you ever get dressed up in somebody else's clothes for play? Well, even when you're dressed up in big people's clothes or little people's clothes, you're still yourself inside. You will always be you, no matter how different you look. And that's just fine with me. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your masks, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. I have a couple pictures I'd like you to see. These are pictures of two clowns. But today, they're not dressed as clowns. They're cooks at Brockett's Bakery. Please look closely at these two pictures. Does one of them look like Chef Brockett? This is the one. And this is a friend of Chef Brockett's who's with him right now. So let's go over there and see them. I'll show them that I framed their picture. Come along to Brockett's Bakery.
Hi, girls.
How are you today? Hi.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
Yes, fine, Don. I'm looking forward to seeing you two make strudel. Okay.
You know what? Jeff's teaching me an old family recipe. Come on in the back.
Oh, good. All right.
Sergio, you take care of things out here,
sure.
All right?
Buenos días, señor Pinto.
Buenos días, Mr. Rogers. ¿Cómo
good
está?
To see you. Gracias. Yes.
Oh, that looks good.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Fred.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
Jeffrey Gable. I've seen your picture as a clown.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, but I wanted them to see you as a man.
I do look different, though, don't I?
Uh-huh.
This man that I did as a clown.
I had these framed. Is it okay if I keep them?
Yeah.
Please right. do.
You know, we met each other because of our interest in clowning. But when I met Jeff, we talked about clowning. I didn't know that he was interested in cooking as well.
Oh, yes.
And, is this, this part of the strudel?
Yeah. Yes, Fred, we're making strudel. This is an old family recipe that my great aunt Lizzie taught me when I was a little boy, probably about 6 or 7 years old. And I've been making strudel ever since.
Well, now, how did you make this?
Well, I started out with a big ball of dough that was just flour and eggs and a little bit of water and shortening. And I mixed it all together and got it into a ball of dough. And then I've been pulling it and stretching it very carefully. Can you see what I'm doing with my fingers underneath the dough? How I'm just lightly, yeah. lightly pulling on that dough.
Does that make it thin?
Very, very thin.
So thin you can almost see through
it. So you can see my hand through it?
Oh, yeah.
We have to get it very thin. I think it's almost there. I don't think I can pull it any thinner than that. Now, what I want to do is put the filling on top.
There's many. What goes first, then?
We want to do apples. You could use blueberries, or you could use...
Oh, smell those apples.
Mm.
You know why I like to make this, Fred, is because you can just be messy, but I try to keep everything on the table. First thing, you're just going to spread some apples all over the top like this, and I've cut these apples so they're very, very thin. And that's what my Aunt Lizzie used to let me do as a little boy. She would help. I would help her with the apples, and then she would help me, or she would let me take and strew them over the top like this. And then we're going to put some raisins on top. Don't
apples,
they look good?
And raisins.
And the raisins.
You spread these apples a little bit with your fingers, too.
Yes. You use both hands, and you just take them and put them over the top like
can
that.
Can I do a few raisins?
Oh, go ahead.
I haven't washed my hands, so I must
have better not help then.
I'll watch.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it is.
I used to love to do this.
When you were little, did you get to do a few raisins?
Yes. Then after we had the raisins all on top...
Your aunt must have helped you pretty well, because you really know how to do this, I'll tell you.
Do you have a pan this big?
Oh.
That you're going to put in?
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
Next, we just take a little bit of sugar, just because the apples are already very sweet, but just like a little bit of sugar on top, like that. And then... You know what this is? Cream of wheat. You ever have cream of wheat on a cold, cold, wintry morning?
Sure.
Well, we put a little bit of that on top, and that helps take up the juice that the apples are going to make, just like that. And then we take a little bit of butter. I always like this when you can... You take the butter and you just...
Throw it in from the spoon.
Uh-huh.
Put it all over.
And put it all over. And you don't have to do it in any certain kind of way. You can really be creative when you do this. As you feel, you know, if you feel happy, you can take it and go like that. And get. You can use your fingers when they're clean. And then the last part, this is the part I like, is the cinnamon. Oh, the cinnamon. Because this
smells so good.
Smell that, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And you just take this and you shake it just as hard as you possibly can all over the top because you have to get it. Oh, we missed one spot right there. It's perfect, isn't it? Now.
Did Chuckles the Clown ever make?
Yes, I did used to make this on the circus because I would cook as well. Now you ask me, do I have a pan big enough to do this? Well, this is where the real magic comes in. Stand back, fellows, and watch.
That way.
Then we put it into a pan and cook it. And Fred, I've been working all day. I've already cooked, or baked, I should say, one strudel. And let me show it to you. It's very hot. I'm going to send a piece over later, but it's still warm.
Don't touch it, Fred. Oh, is that beautiful.
You smell that? Oh. And it was always the best part after you work, do all this work, and then the best part is you get to eat it.
Of course you do.
I like that part. Yeah.
That's good work, isn't it?
I'll say. To think that two men who can be two clowns can make such good things in the kitchen.
Yeah, we make different things, but I'm going to get him to teach me how to make this very carefully, because I like it.
Thanks a lot.
Well, it's our pleasure. We're going to go ahead and bake this, and I'll send a piece over when it cools down.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Don.
Bye, Fred. Thanks for coming over.
Adios, senor.
Adios, Mr. Reyes. Buen dia.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Fun to watch people who know how to do things so well. I have a feeling that strudel will taste very good. Let's have some make-believe. Raleigh? This is the day for Mayor Maggie to come to the neighborhood of make-believe as queen, and Queen Sarah to go to Westwood as mayor for the day. Let's pretend that they're just about to do that. And maybe some clowns could come, too. Okay, Trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, Trolley, yes. Oh, I'm looking forward to this day.
It should be a very exciting experience, Aunt Sarah.
You're sure it's just for one day, Mother?
That's what I promised Mayor Maggie, and that's what I'm promising you Tuesday. And you know I always try to keep my promises, dear.
I know. Here comes Daddy.
Yes, Lady Aberlin, Prince Tuesday and Queen as mayor, I presume?
Correct.
Correct as usual, Daddy.
Uncle Friday.
I have a wonderful announcement.
What is it, dear?
I have two clowns coming to this neighborhood today.
Oh, I love clowns.
Yes.
How long are they going to be here?
Just today. Now, Sarah, are you sure you want to go away since the clowns are coming just for today?
Oh, Friday, I promised Mayor Maggie I'd do this with her.
But you'll miss the clowns.
Maybe I can see them another time.
Maybe not.
Oh, here comes my associate mayor.
For a day.
Yes.
Are you ready to leave, Mayor Sarah?
Oh, I think so, Mr. Aber. What will I be doing today?
Well, let's see. You have 12 meetings, 4 signings, and 2 speeches for today.
Sounds like a busy schedule. Well,
mayors are busy people.
How many meetings does she have?
12, sire.
I have 13.
Of course.
I have signings and speeches, too.
Naturally.
And clowns.
Oh, I'm sure Mayor Maggie will enjoy the clowns, if they're not scary.
I don't want to see a scary clown.
Of course you do, Tuesday, and they won't be scary.
I think we'd better go now.
All right. Now, you all have a fine time here, and I'll do my best to be a good mayor.
For a day.
Of course. I'll be back by the end of the day.
As soon as we get to Westwood, Mayor Maggie will come here.
Oh, that's fine. And we'll take good care of her.
Just as I will of Queen Sarah. I mean, Mayor Sarah.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Mayor Sarah. Yes, well, farewell then.
Farewell, Mayor Sarah.
How many speeches did he say she has to give?
I think he said 2.
I will give 3 speeches today.
Daddy?
Yes.
Are you jealous of Mother today?
Well, she does look different, and she's going to do some difficult, important work. Perhaps I am. She looked so businesslike.
But she's still the same person inside, isn't she, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, she certainly is, Tuesday. And she still loves us all very much.
Yes, I would think so.
Oh, my!
Look.
What a beautiful... beautiful queen you are, Queen Maggie.
Well, thank you, Lady Aberlin.
You are now queen for a day.
Thank you, King Friday. Yes.
But you're really Mayor Maggie, aren't you?
Of course I am, Prince Tuesday. Inside, I'm Mayor Maggie. I'm not your mother. Your mother is your mother, and your mother is different from every other person in the world, and so am I. We're just pretending for a day.
I will now give my first speech of the day.
Oh, fine.
My first speech of today involves the weather. The weather will undoubtedly do what it will do today. The weather does what it does every day. And tomorrow, it will probably do it again. Here ends my first speech of the day. Yes. I understand that Sarah will be giving two speeches today.
Yes, she will.
I will give three.
Oh, I see. Well, her first speech is on the Magna Carta, and the second is on the restructuring of the League of Neighborhoods. I've left my notes for her to use.
League of Neighborhoods? Well, excuse me then, everyone. I will be in the S room working on my remaining speeches and doing my 5 signings and having my 13 special meetings. Yes.
Before you go, King Friday,
yes?
Since I am queen for a day, what am I to do?
You may do what queens do, plus greet the clowns when they appear. Farewell.
Thank you.
Farewell.
Oh, he certainly acts like a king, doesn't he?
Yes, and he wouldn't even want to try acting like something else.
So far, how do you like being a queen, Mayor Maggie?
It's all right, I guess, but it's really different. I wonder how the real queen is doing at being mayor at Westwood.
See that, but you're sure that it's all right to sign this?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mayor Maggie has reviewed it and has given her approval.
Well, that's good.
Now it's time for your second speech, Mayor Sarah.
Oh.
And here are the notes that Mayor Maggie left for you.
Thank you. Will I just say the speech to you?
Oh, no, it's a radio speech.
Oh.
The microphone's right over there. And all of the citizens of Westwood are waiting to hear you.
Oh, my. I don't think I've ever had such a full day.
If you'll come over to the microphone.
Yes, certainly.
I'll put your notes here.
Thank you.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, elephants, skunks, frogs, all citizens of Westwood. WWAW presents Mayor Sarah with her radio speech for the day. Mayor Sarah has traded places with Mayor Maggie just for the day. Mayor Sarah will speak on the League of Neighborhoods. And now, Mayor Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Associate Mayor Aber. It's such a happy occasion for me to act as your mayor for one day. I didn't know how busy a real mayor really was. I have a much greater appreciation for all that Mayor Maggie does now that I've tried to do some of it today. Now, the speech. The League of Neighborhoods is a concept which Mayor Maggie and other mayors and kings and queens of neighborhoods find very close to their hearts. It's a way of getting together, using the best talents in all of the contiguous neighborhoods.
Isn't this the neighborhood of make-believe?
No, this is Westwood.
See, I told you.
On the radio? Oh, I love the radio.
Could we be on the radio?
She's giving a very serious speech.
Well, we could be very serious.
I could cry.
Participation in this worthwhile endeavor. There seems to be some disturbance here.
Oh, I'm very sorry, Queen Sarah. I mean, Mayor Sarah. There are 2 clowns here.
Oh, are they the ones that Friday ordered?
I think they are, yes.
Oh, clowns, won't you come over here, please? Let our radio audience hear your clowning.
Oh, the radio!
Yes.
No, you don't listen. You sing.
Oh.
A clown.
A clown.
I think I'll be a clown.
I think I'll make the people laugh
and laugh all over town.
A clown.
That's what
I'll be, a clown. Oh,
now that's very nice.
But we're supposed to find the neighborhood of make-believe.
I think I'd like to help you find it.
But Mayor Sarah...
Please, please call the real mayor on your walkie-talkie, Mr. Aber, and see if it would be all right with her to be queen for half a day.
Very well.
Hello?
Mayor Maggie, this is A.M. Aber.
Oh, am I glad to hear from you. How is everything going?
The clowns came here.
No wonder I couldn't find them.
How are you liking being a queen?
Oh, the crown's too heavy. I don't know what to order for dinner, and I don't have anything to do until the clowns arrive.
Well, Mayor Sarah, Queen Sarah wonders if you would like to make the trade for just half a day?
Queen for half a day?
Yes.
That would be great.
Well, the half day is up, so we'll be coming back soon.
All right, then. I'll wait here for you.
Queen Maggie, I presume?
For half a day, King Friday.
Half a day?
Yes, Queen Sarah has decided, and I have decided, that half a day was enough.
And the clowns?
They'll be here any minute.
Very good. I have my speech ready to deliver. Oh.
I'm glad we're in the right place.
Yes, well, welcome. I have one short speech.
Hooray.
To know oneself and to be oneself is a great, great joy. End of speech.
Hooray!
Welcome home, Queen Sarah.
Thank you, dear. It was fun pretending, but when they sent in the clowns, I knew it was time to come home.
She helped us find the way.
You clowns may both stay in this neighborhood as long as you wish.
I'm a pretend clown, Your Majesty, and I need to get back to my bakery, but my friend Chuckles is a real clown with a circus.
I can stay. I sure can stay.
Very good. And congratulations to you, Mayor Maggie.
What for, King Friday?
For finding out some things about yourself today.
Oh, like what?
That you like your own job.
Yes.
And she does it very well, Friday.
Yes, I'm sure she
I'm
does.
I'm glad about that. Oh,
thank you, my dear. I do want to talk with you, Mayor Maggie, about the League of Neighborhoods.
Don't you think it's a swell idea?
Oh, I do.
Oh, look, there's Daryl.
What a beautiful butterfly.
Yes,
so being mayor for half a day was enough for Queen Sarah, and being queen for half a day was enough for Mayor Maggie. They like doing the job that is theirs to do. I think they discovered that they like themselves the way they are. See who's here. That's Mr. McFeely. I didn't expect you, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy strudel delivery.
Oh, speedy strudel.
Yes, in here is some strudel that Jeff Gable sent over.
Oh, thank you very much.
He said that we should share it.
Share it?
That's right.
Okay, well, let's just go to the kitchen and, you mean eat it now?
Well, no, I have a knife in the box that he sent over, and we're to cut it up and share it, and I'll take part of it home, and you can keep part.
Oh, good.
All righty.
Well, I'll get a plate.
All righty. I'll get it set up here.
Oh, it turned out well, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Now, do you want to take one of them out and see if you can guess what kind they are?
Oh, they're different kinds.
Different kinds. Any guess?
No, that doesn't look familiar to me.
Well, that is cheese and blueberry.
Cheese and blueberry.
Now, here's another one. This you may recognize.
Is
Is that the apple and raisin?
That's apple and raisin, that's right. See, on the outside, they look the same.
Yes, but the inside's what matters, isn't
that's,
it?
That's different.
They're different.
Now, let's see. Here's a knife that Jeff sent. I can cut them.
Mm-hmm. Then you take some for you and Mrs. McFeely, and then I'll keep the rest.
All right. Let's see, I think I'll start with the cheese first. You know, I like to smell things when they're cooking.
Mm. You can often tell what's cooking just by smelling, not even by looking
that's
at it.
That's right, just by smelling. Now, I believe that's cut through. Could you try with a napkin? There we go.
This now, one yours?
Put that right in the box.
Oh, all right, that's your half.
They certainly smell delicious. Now I'll take this other one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the apple.
I watched them make that. They just pull it and it just, oh, fun to see them cook that.
It took a long time to learn how to do that, though. A lot of practice.
I'm sure it did.
There you go. And that's
there you go.
The apple.
May I keep this?
You may.
Thank you. And
I'll
yours.
Take the knife back with me, return it to Jeff. But stop off and have a little snack today.
Ah, yes.
Mrs. McFeely's been waiting for this. You know, strudel is much different than popcorn, right?
It certainly is.
Another one of my favorite foods.
And well, you can certainly smell it when it's cooking.
That's right. I'll just say right now, speedy delivery. Are you going to put that in?
No, I think I'll just take it with me.
All righty. I have more deliveries, but first, a little strudel snack. See you around the neighborhood.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely, very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I'm glad to be able to visit with you through television. You and I are television friends. It's a good feeling to know that we can be that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day by just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Chicka-dum. Chicka-dum. Chicka-dum.